This is a Collider.com audio interview.
What happened to your accent?
I know.
And what a good accent that was.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
How hard was that?
Well, for me it was hard because I'd never done one before. And, and you know, you also don't want to, you know, sound like a leprechaun. So I'm not going to say it was easy, but it was not as hard as I had anticipated. I was very nervous about having to do it.
Plus, you did it in Ireland, right?
I did. I didn't want the catcalls from the Irish, you know, crew guys.
Are you saying you were more nervous about your accent than you were about your nude scene?
I was way more nervous about my accent. Yeah. Yeah, the nude scene, we could have brought, you know, stunt butt in or something, you know?
I thought you captured an Irish character. I don't know what I'm saying, but the spirit of an Irish person.
Well, thank you.
When you were doing the accent, did you meet people in Ireland and talk to them and try and capture a person?
Oh, I ran my lines with every Irish person in all of Dublin and Wicklow County. I mean, anybody from my driver, Paul, to the sound guys, to extras, whoever would listen to me, I was constantly... You know, and then the arguments always became about, well, you know, what part of Ireland are you in? I don't know. The part that sounds like I'm sounding right now. I'm not exactly sure where that is. And, you know, Jerry and I were supposed to be on the same page when it came to that. But, you know, it ended up we both had different dialect coaches in Ireland. So God knows what he was doing. Who knew what I was doing? You know, it's just, I don't... Two ships in the night. But, yeah, it was awesome. It was a lot of fun doing that.
Talk about working with Hillary. What does she do? I mean, is it energy? Does she prepare with you? I mean, just talk about working with her.
The thing that I'll... The best thing that I can say about anyone actory is someone that's present. Hillary is completely present and completely giving, which is very rare. You know, I've been around doing this for a long time. Nobody knew who I was until recently, but I've done this for a long time. That flipped.
Sorry.
It's all right. And she's an incredible person. Beyond all the actory stuff, she's incredibly funny. She's incredibly smart. She's great just to hang out with. She's the girl you want to go to the pub with and have a beer, you know. And then you meet her as an actress, and here you are working. For me, it was, oh, God, I'm working with a 2-time Oscar winner. I was intimidated. I come from this kind of smaller world of television. And to be working opposite Hillary, I'm not going to say that I was petrified. I'm not going to lie. And then you meet her, and she's this great girl next door. Girl who just happens to have won 2 Oscars. And then you work opposite her, and you'll never see it. And I'll always remember how present she was, because I don't know if I've ever worked with an actor that was quite, that listened so well, she just listened. She was so there, so present, that I'll never forget working with her, just because I just remember, she was so present that it would make me forget what I was doing, because I would just be like, fuck, she's really listening to me here. She really is buying my accent. I mean, you know, she was just so completely there. And that's a rare thing I've found. And there's a reason that she's as good as she is. And it's, I think, because of that. And she's a really good, you watch her, how she observes people.
I don't mean to switch to another film.
Oh, switch it up. Wait, I know you. You just were in Vancouver.
I was.
But I remember this.
I can't run any of those interviews.
Oh, you
for
can?
Another many months.
Nice.
I need to ask you, for people don't know, you're in Watchmen, and you play the comedian.
I do, am.
So have you wrapped your work on that film?
Hell no. No, I go back. I go back Monday. I came in yesterday, I go back Monday.
So can you give us an update as to how the filming has been going and what your experiences have been thus far?
Well, you saw it.
I can't write away.
That's awesome.
I need that.
It's, right. It's, it's super huge, man. It's just, it's like this kind of mind-boggling. Every day I go to work on that thing, and it's sort of overwhelming. And I don't know if I've ever done anything that's quite like that before. You know, we're shooting the New York set now. All I can say is it's the most amazing set I've ever seen in my life, and we were doing this night exterior, the Keene Riots, and seeing the graphic novel come to life like I saw that night, it gives me chills just thinking about it. It's one of those things that I was just telling somebody in another room that it's so much right now to be doing it. Just to showing up at work every day and getting into character and going through the costume and showing up on the set and then seeing what I'm seeing and how it's all coming together, that I don't know that I'm going to have the right words how to describe this experience until I'm well done with it, because every day it's something else. That, well,
can you talk about your character? Because I don't know the franchise that you play. It's called the name of the comedian.
Yeah, yeah. It's Edward Blake is his, I guess, real name, and then the comedian is the kind of superhero character he is. The character I play is 180 degrees from anything I've ever done before. I mean, far cry from certainly William, a really far cry from Danny Duquette, which is why I wanted to do it. It's a whole nother thing. He's an animal, you know. But I think one of the reasons I got hired, the things he does, his physical actions are horrendous. Maybe he does some of the most horrendous, certainly the most horrendous things I've ever seen, much less portrayed. But I think my job is to, you don't hate him, you know? So my job is to kind of be able to do these fucking horrible things and yet have the audience not hate his guts. You know, because you don't. You read the book, you don't hate the comedian. There's a reason that he does what he does. And, you know, he just takes it maybe to a level that that most people wouldn't. But for him, it's normal.
Go ahead. You say that, you know, you've been in this business for a long time,
mm-hmm.
but in recent time, you're now starring opposite, you know, we didn't know what Catherine was going to be.
Right.
But Hillary and mm-hmm. these people. So mm-hmm. what is it like working with these strong, Indian ladies?
It's great, easy to look at, for one. and I'm able to learn a lot. You know, that my kind of success has come a little bit later on in life. You know, I'm not 20 anymore, and these people that I've been working with have been successful and good at what they do for a long time, and they're not, you know, they're good people. They're not the ones that we see on Star Magazine or whatever the hell that are, you know, doing whatever they do. They're not out clubbing every night. They're normal folks that have been really successful at what they do. And so for me, it's just kind of been a privilege to work with the people that I'm working with because I'm learning a lot. I'm learning a lot how to be good at what I do, and also how lucky I am and kind of take all in and then be grateful for all this kind of late in life success I'm having. And it's good to have people that have kind of been around and successful for a while and work with them and see how they behave and why they are who they are and why they're still successful. They haven't dropped the ball along the way. And other than that, God, it's just nice to, it's like playing a game of tennis with someone that can hit the ball back at you.
You're the guy who at one point was hopping back and forth between two cities.
Yeah.
Juggling three series.
That's right.
I mean, but you, backbreaking period. Mm-hmm. Would you ever go through that again?
I don't know. I mean, looking back at it now, it was such a kind of a cool time, being able to do, you know, two characters on two vastly different things, you know, being Danny Duquette and then going and being, you know, John Winchester, you know, in the course of a day, I'd be playing both characters. As tired as I was at that time, it's, for one, nothing compared to what I'm going through on Watchmen. It was a vacation. The work I'm doing on Watchmen is mind-bending and physically just hard. I thought that was hard. This was nothing compared to what I'm doing now. Would I do it again? Maybe. Yeah, because it was so fun kind of juggling two characters. It's much fun. It was also kind of the hardest part, but that was the challenge of it.
And the material was good in each case.
Yeah, and the material was great in each case, and they were so vastly different. Now, the problems, the line would blur sometimes because I'd be a little bit tired, but and I'd kind of forget, you know, John would get a little soft and have a little Denny thing, or Denny would, you know, want to shoot a doctor. So, you know, I had to, you know, there was just lack of sleep talking. So, but yeah, it was exhausting, but it was great, and what an opportunity, and look what's happened now. So,
can you talk a little bit about the first time you put on the costume? I'm going back to Watchmen.
I know you are, every time. I know.
Talk a little bit about putting on the costume, and I left right before all of you were putting them all on together for that group shot. What was that experience like?
It was awesome to see everybody in their costumes. Mine is, I got the coolest costume, I'll say that. Like, to look at, oh, my costume's insane. But it also takes the longest to get in and out of. But Michael Wilkinson, the costume we designed, again, very true to the comic book. Maybe a little bit of... updated a little bit, but so true to what you're seeing. The comedian is spot on to the book. Spot on. His costume's exactly like it is in the graphic novel. But seeing everybody in their superhero outfits is... Well, I mean, for one, it's hard to stop laughing initially because everybody's running around trying to, you know, be a superhero, for God's sake. How can you not? But it's just really cool to experience. I mean, for me... You know, as soon as I put on the outfit and stuck a cigar in my mouth, I'm him. You don't even want to talk to me anymore. I turn into the character.
Have you filmed the Vietnam sequences yet?
No, not yet. That'll be coming up after I leave here.
Are you?
What?
Oh, sorry.
I was just going to say, Watchmen was committed to Vancouver before $1 million started going.
Mm-hmm.
You think they still would have committed to Vancouver?
I'm not entirely sure now. You know, that's a really good question. I'm not entirely sure. I couldn't answer that, being that I'm not in that's not my area of expertise. I don't know. I mean, I know a lot of stuff is still shooting there. There's probably benefits to shooting there, of which I'm not entirely sure. I know because for a while they wanted to shoot it in New York, because they did again have to build this very elaborate set of New York streets, and probably been easier to go to New York for that, but you know, they also got tons of empty stages, which I know they didn't have in New York if we were to shoot there.
They need a lot of sound stages.
Yeah, we've got a whole row of them. So,
and you, for one, like working there.
That's right, I can't get enough of Vancouver.
I was going to ask what Zach's been like. Has he been able to maintain the enthusiasm every day?
Yep. Yeah, well, you met him, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, he's not only incredibly passionate in staying absolutely true to the graphic novel, but he's like a little kid, you know. Hey, I don't know where he gets his friggin' energy, but, you know, we're putting in some long hours and a lot of nights, and, God, every day, you know, he's running around and smiling through all of it, and not only that, he's an amazing director. He's drawn out literally every frame of this movie before he shot it, so I don't know if I've ever worked with any more prepared. And he's got a copy of the graphic novel in his hand all the time. It never comes out of his hand, and he's constantly referring to it. He'll set a shot looking at the novel. I mean, it's insane. It's crazy. I mean, it's one of those things that I'm going to have to process when the whole thing is over, and then I'll sit down with you and I'll give you an in-depth interview, because it's just so, it's kind of so mind-boggling right now that I think I need to kind of step away from it for a little bit and be able to kind of put into words, because I'm still kind of blown away by it.
Back to PS.
Yeah.
Did Did you play guitar?
That's what I was going to ask.
Are you a singer?
I didn't sing. I didn't get naked. I didn't do dialects. I didn't do any of the things that I did in this movie before I did. Oh, I sang the shit out of it. I played guitar and I sang. Now, mind you, I think they used someone else's voice in the final cut. But after a couple of Guinness, I thought I was sounding pretty good on that day. I was like, you know, this is all right. But I'd never
picked. I had dreams of being a rock star.
Of course. Yeah, are you kidding me? Actually, that's not true. They went away the minute I got on stage. Any dreams I had of being a rock star went away when I saw the people and their expectations of me to be able to play guitar and sing. They all dissipated, and that was the end of it. It's one thing by yourself in front of the mirror, which I'm really good at, but not so good in front of folks.
What was it like being in Ireland? Had you ever been there before?
No.
What did you do in between... the shooting, did you?
We spent a lot of time just kind of walking around the city of Dublin. I'm not going to lie, we had a couple beers, got a couple Guinness, went to a couple pubs. But we walked around a lot. I remember we went antique shopping. Lisa and Gina and Jerry and I spent a lot of time just hiking around all over the city, you know. We had a blast. It was the most fun I've ever had, you know, doing a film. As far as just fun and being goofy, that was it. We had a great time. Great cast. I can't say enough about Ireland. I can't. I'd move there. I loved it. The people were just so sweet and generous, and you know, I loved it. The architecture. God, it was insane. It's just beautiful. It's just completely unlike America. Actually, there's a history to it. You walk down the streets and you know, God, shit happened here. You know, you walk down the streets here and it's like, nothing. Nothing.
Final question, please.
I'd like that. Do you guys mind?
Watchmen out, man. Watchmen out.
There it is. I wanted to know if you had any scenes yet with Jackie playing Rorschach and what that experience been like.
No, I haven't. There you go. That was a boy. That was a horrible last question.
I've got a last question.
Go.
Is Nancy still representing you?
Nancy.
Jamie Portman.
There she is. Oh God, we had coffee together. I remember you now. We had a coffee at the Chez Nous.
In the valley.
Yeah. I totally remember. I was like, you look so familiar. There you go.
There you go.
Yeah,
thank you all very much.
It's so dark in here. We don't know who we're interviewing.
When do you wrap on the film?
Well, the schedule's changing right now all the time because of weather. So I think mid-February.
In absentia.
And are you prepared for going to Comic-Con next year?
Somebody else asked me that. I don't think so. To be honest with you, I don't think any of us are going to be prepared. I think we're just going to do it.
Zach's premiering footage.
I know.
He's premiering big footage at Comic-Con.
That'll be it.
In front of 7,000 people.
Yeah, that'll be the first time everybody sees it.
So you're definitely going then?
Oh, yeah, I'll be there. I don't just know if I'm prepared for it. Oh, I'll be there.
Thank you guys very much.
Yeah. All right, man.
Thank you.
I apologize.
Bye.
Thank you.